1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. As the Democratic field for governor stays large, the Republican side is thinning out. Lisa Hale explains.
A Republican candidate for governor is endorsed by President Donald Trump. Trump said on social media that Tom Tiffany, who's the current representative in Wisconsin's 7th congressional district, has always been at his side. And as governor, Tiffany would work to grow the economy, cut taxes, secure the border, ensure law and order, support the military, and protect gun rights. Tiffany, a longtime supporter of Trump, launched his gubernatorial campaign in Wausau back in September. Following the endorsement, Washington County Executive Josh Showman dropped out of the gubernatorial race, meaning Tiffany will now face medical service technician Andy Mansky in the August 11th Republican primary.
Meanwhile, a handful of people are challenging the state treasurer. Republican John Leiber currently holds the seat. Three Democrats are running to take his spot. Eric Wilson is a small business owner who wants to increase financial literacy. Dylan Hellmanstein is an analyst for the state's Medicaid program. He wants to focus on affordability. Yilang Shang is on the Marathon County Board. He talked with Civic Media's Isabella Nieto last week.
The state treasurer position, often people look at it, that position, and feel that it's a ceremonial position, but it's not. It's about accountability. This position here has held accountable by the Wisconsinites. It's not accountable to the governor or the state legislator.
Leiber is a fiscal conservative and says he's proud of growing investments for the state of Wisconsin. Because it's a largely symbolic role, back in 2018, there was a referendum on the ballot where voters got to choose whether to axe the office of the treasurer altogether. But instead, Wisconsinites chose to keep the position. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, Civic Media News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. At least 13 tornadoes hit Wisconsin Friday as storms brought more damage, flooding, hail, and power outages across the state. The hardest hit area was Marathon County, where an EF3 tornado damaged or destroyed at least 75 homes in the village of Ringle. Officials say no one was killed or seriously hurt, but crews spent the weekend rescuing people trapped and clearing debris. Flood warnings are still up in several counties, and some communities are dealing with evacuation orders as rivers keep rising. Storm damage was also reported in parts of southern and southeast Wisconsin, including Rock, Walworth, Racine, and Waukesha counties. Further north, crews are still surveying damage in central Wisconsin and up through Oconto County. The DNR is warning that heavy rain and flooding could contaminate private wells across the state. Officials say flood water and runoff may carry bacteria and other contaminants that can affect drinking water and increase the risk of illness. Private well owners are urged to test water, especially if they notice changes in taste, color, or sediment. People are advised to stop using contaminated water, disinfect wells, and test them before use. Authorities say public water systems remain safe, but warn contamination is possible. Around 1,000 animal rights activists were hit with tear gas and rubber bullets during a failed attempt to raid a Dane County Beagle Research Lab Saturday. The protesters targeted Ridgeland Farms in Blue Mounds, a breeder for medical research, and attempted to rescue the dogs. Officials say protesters brought tools to break in, and one person drove a truck through the front gate. Law enforcement and private security stopped the attempt, arresting at least 26 people. Authorities say no animals were taken from the facility. The lab is set to surrender its breeding license later this year after a special prosecutor found it had performed experiments that constituted animal mistreatment. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers' road trip continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers have the night off and head to Detroit, where they'll face the Tigers tomorrow night. The crew left Miami with a series win, but not a sweep, losing to the Marlins Sunday 5-3. Milwaukee got off to a bad start in the first inning. A walk, an error, and then a wild pitch. Pat Murphy's evaluation of starter Jacob Mizorowski.
I thought he did a nice job. He pitched 5 innings, 9 punch-outs. The leadoff walks hurt him. That's unacceptable. Please throw the ball great, but we didn't make a play for him. And I just try to settle him down and say, hey, look, give up a run or two. That's fine. And stay in the game and we'll come back and win. But I thought he threw the ball good. I think he learned something today about it.
NBA, 2 years ago, Milwaukee's Con Knipple led Wisconsin Lutheran High to an undefeated season and state basketball title. Last night, the 20-year-old, now with the Charlotte Hornets, named one of three finalists as the NBA Rookie of the Year. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the mid-50s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low dropping into the low 40s. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine with a high in the low to mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Lacrosse News Roundup from WLCX. Find more news anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.